item 6咧就阿 Alvin 咧就同阿 Nick 咧就帮我哋准备咗张 paper， 就讲我哋嘅 PR strategy 嘅。OK， 系咪 Alvin 会讲紧嘅？
系，唔该主席。咁就好坦白讲，因为我自己本身咧就唔系 PR 嘅专长啦，所以咧喺度其实真系班门弄斧嘅啫。咁啊，实际上譬如阿 Nick 系专家啦，咁啊阿 Paul 亦都系 marketing 专家，咁所以一阵咧希望佢哋都可以补充一下。咁我自己本身咧就喺呢份 paper 入边咧一个好简单嘅构思咧，就同大家分享一下，就希望大家可以俾下意见。其实我就好同意头先阿 May 所讲啦，我哋应该系多啲同即系市民接触，同埋即系扮演即系市民同埋政府嗰个桥梁。咁所以我哋要有一个有效。PR strategy 其實對整個 HEC 的工作咧係十分之重要嘅呢一方面。咁喺呢份 paper 入邊咧，我就冇打算咧係提出一個藥方啊，只不過咧係想去建議一個架構，去令到我哋個集思會嗰度咧可以係一齊傾到一個將來有效嘅 PR strategy 出嚟。咁所以跟住講咧係一啲 framework 點樣去令到我哋呢個 strategy 咧可以傾到出嚟咧咁樣。咁喺我心目之中咧，其實 HEC 要有一個有效嘅 PR strategy 咧，其實基本上有幾個元素我哋一定要有嘅。第一就嗰個內容咧，就應該係一個有效嘅信息，同埋咧就有效咁樣去表達 HEC 嗰個形象啦。第二咧就係嗰個內容，背景咧，其實應該係我哋係配合翻即係現時香港嗰個情況啦，尤其是喺即係整體香港規劃入邊 ，HEC 扮演一個乜嘢嘅角色咧？咁第三咧就我哋係需要將 HEC 嗰個宗旨或者嗰個願景咧，係有效地帶到俾去市民嗰度了解得到。跟住咧就其實我哋都係需要咧，將我哋 HEC 所有委員嘅一啲願望或者一啲期望咧，是可以表达到出来。最后呢就是我期望这个 PR strategy 呢可以令到HEC 无论是内部呢或者是对外呢，其实都是造成一个即是团结和凝聚的。咁我哋建議咧喺集思會嗰度咧，其實我哋需要問一下自己以下幾個問題嘅。第一，我哋自己本身 HEC 個形象係啲乜嘢咧？傳媒點樣睇我哋咧？公眾人士點樣睇我哋咧？有關嘅持份者點樣睇我哋嘅形象咧？我哋究竟知唔知道自己嘅形象係啲乜嘢咧？或者我哋究竟我哋重唔重視、關唔關心、緊唔緊張我哋自己本身個形象咧？咁樣。咁有幾個方法咧，可以幫我哋去即係做一啲反思嘅喺個反思個集思會入邊。咁呢啲其實可能大家都好熟悉，有啲唔同嘅工具啦，譬如 SWOT analysis 啊、PEST analysis 啊、stakeholder analysis， 同埋即係six thinking hats， 即係六頂帽嘅思考方法。咁呢其實即係我諗相信大家即係都好熟悉，即係而家比較常用嘅一啲方法嚟嘅。咁我就建議咧喺集思會嗰度咧，如果我哋係真係要傾 HEC 嘅 PR strategy 咧，我期望有幾個即係結果可以傾到出嚟嘅。第一，我哋應該或者需要咧去決定得到我哋呢個 strategy 嗰個即係目標群。或者目標的對象是甚麼人呢？我們用甚麼途徑，包括了媒體或者是社區的網絡的一些途徑，哪些是有效呢？我們會帶出甚麼的核心的訊息給即公眾人士去知道呢？還有用甚麼渠道 去帶出來呢？咁第五樣呢，其實是都挺重要，就是我們是需要一個即如果用中文直譯就是叫做持份者管理的計劃，其實我覺得不是挺好的，名字好像我們去 manage 這些，其實不是，我們應該是即 partners 來的。不過這個意思就是我們需要有個策略去令到我們不同的持份者同 HEC 一起合作攜手去達到我們的願望這樣。但同一時間我們都需要去決定是什麼時候去做。頭先其實有好多委員都有提過啦，我哋 HEC 而家有好多 project 做緊嘅，但互相之間點樣去取得一個更加好、更加有效嘅協調咧？呢個係好重要，所以嗰個時間配合咧係會影響咗 HEC 將來嘅有效嘅即係發展嘅。咁啊，尾一個亦都係需要啦，就一個 crisis management 的計劃，就我們其實在過了幾個月都是充分體會到這個重要性。到最後呢，我都建議呢在個集書會裡面我們談一下、有些什麼的機制去、構思和推行我們制定了出來的 PR strategy。 這些是一些很初步很粗疏的一些想法，希望大家給一下意見，謝謝主席。
Nick, I believe you also have put together some thoughts on this.
Mayor Chairman, this really, I think, is setting the scene for the day, the away day, as I call it, when we really do go and think about the future. First of all, let me say that I agree with Alvin that there is the need to raise the profile and better publicise HEC, its purpose, its roles and responsibilities, and also the various initiatives in which HEC is involved in engaging the public and advising the administration as to how we might enhance the harbour. I mean, quite clearly there is an issue there as to how we raise the profile and how we better publicise our efforts. But just from my perspective, I think there's some serious soul-searching to be done before we start embarking on any PR campaign, if you like. And that, namely, is what is HEC and what is its role? See, I would argue that the HEC is a bold experiment. It brings together representatives from interest groups, private sector and government to advise the government on the enhancement of the waterfront. But the reality is there are a lot of people out there who would argue the message is unclear, it's very confused, and there are those that would argue that the model is not sustainable or even tenable in the long term. And as we all know, we're often accused of being a tool of the administration. I mean, all these are issues that I think we need, when we have our away day, to think seriously about. I mean, it was brought home to me very clearly when, at LegCo, when we went to see the panel the other day, we were actually introduced as the administration. HEC was introduced as the administration. So there are some issues out there. And what I'd like to see us do on our away day is revisit structure and purpose. That would be my starting point. Before we start talking about how many committees we have, how we publicise our efforts, I think we've got to step back and have a cold heart think about structure and purpose. Because to my mind, the partnership that was envisaged when HEC was established between the public, if you like, and the private, it's very beneficial. We know how we can make it work, but frequently it's misconstrued. And the mere fact that we have representatives from all the relevant government departments on HEC raises questions as to whether the committee can really operate independently. We have 11 representatives from government here today. And that, in the minds of the public, whether we like it or not, raises questions as to the independence of this committee. And also we have government officials, which I appreciate and I value, sitting in equal capacity on panels, at workshops. And again, that I think, to some people, that sends a very confusing message. And I think the sort of issues I'd like to see as debate at the workshop, at the away day, I mean, should we be in the long term moving towards what I describe as the town planning board model, where we have 90% of the members as non-officials, where the bulk of this group, if you like, are appointed independents? Should we be working towards an independent secretariat? I think that is important in terms of our credibility, in terms of the public. And I think the formula for going forward is more on I think we need to work out a way where we can work with government on a more arm's length basis. I hate to say this, but I think that is the formula, where it's a client service provider relationship. The committee is the client, government becomes a service provider. And our role, we're supposed to be advisory, but we're already commissioning studies, we're organising workshops. I would argue we're already agent and advisor. We're not just advisor, we're agent in many ways as well. So how do we look at that in terms of defining our role going forward? And logically, if you're agent and advisor, couldn't that be extended to assistance with implementation and management? Again, this is the sort of debate that, Chairman, I would like to see us have on the away day, long before we get into, I mean, PR is important, how we organise ourselves is important, but I think half of the day set aside to really think about our role going forward is very important. Thank you.
Thanks, Nick. You want to say something, Bob? No?
The only thing I wanted to say, we all said, Nick, and the only thing that is probably missing out of his list is resources, funding, and otherwise I think it's very, very well said.
What I will do is I'll get this typed up and circulated. Thank you.
Greg?
我對於剛才 Elvin 和 Nick 講的嘢咧，我就覺得其實是可以分開兩，即係當佢係當然佢係有關係，但亦都係其實係。是兩樣不同的事幹都可以就可以這樣去看，因為我們這個委員會其實是成立了一年，那我們一路做一路摸索一路做摸索，其實一路是變緊，都很多事幹大家都是哇有些這樣的問題，那我們就修改即改善自己，那所以 我因為一個我們不是一個 established 的委員會，已經有十年歷史咁樣，我哋其實係新嘅委員會，所以變咗我哋嘅 role 係點啊？我哋做嘅嘢係點啊？喺不停要改嘅，我諗即係喺一個所謂喺個幼年嘅時代，梗係不停咁學到嘢，不停就會改善。咁所以我覺得嗰個實質嘅嘢，即係啲講緊係講實質嘅問題，即係你究竟係代表乜呢？你嗰個組織係咪完善呢？係咪有冇 resources 呢？咁樣咁等等嘅嘢呢，係一不停咁都係要改，咁覺得改一路咁改一路咁改善，改唔係改係改善，咁但係同時嚟講，即係所謂公關嘅問題呢，亦都係相當重要嘅，即係你實際上嚟講，如果個個都望實我哋㗎嘛，即係有人即係公眾又好，立法會又好，我哋又同區議員啊、區議會有關係，有聯繫。咁我哋實際上嚟講係，亦都好似阿 May 咁講，我哋係要去接觸啲公眾，亦都同佢哋有 interaction， 係咗好似一個橋梁咁嘅。咁所以公關睇一種咁樣嘅形式，係種咁嘅橋梁式嘅一種委員會上面咧，一定係一定好重要嘅。你講錯一句説話，已經俾人 misquote 話，你又話咩啊？你一定填海咯咁講。咁即係我諗嗰場公關嘅仗都係一定要預備噶啦。如果唔係，就俾人哋話咗你，喂，你班人係即係敗類啊又好，話你係一早已經諗定係填海嘅又好，咁我哋都要反擊噶嘛，都要，所以呢場咁嘅公關嘅機器咧，都係一定要有存在的。所以我覺得兩件事咧係一定都係要做，即係兩個方面 ，Elvin 所講嘅嘢好，嗰啲實質嘅改善嘅嘢，好似人哋講嘅嘢，都係一定係要做嘅。而嗰樣嘢係一定會改噶啦，無論你有公關冇公關，你一定都係要繼續去改善我哋個委員會個運作啊，我哋個結構啊等等。所以我覺得其實係兩件事係可以同時咁樣進行，即係同時好似你左手又要著，又要又要，即係你三歲同五歲嘅左手又會越嚟越大隻，但你右手亦都係一路越大隻，咁兩件事係一齊要去改善。所以我認為咧就係、是、一方面我哋應該好似我哋集思會裏邊要諗一諗，我哋反省一下我哋過往呢十二個月嘅運作，係咪我哋嘅結構有啲要改善？咁但係亦都方面看看同公眾之間的關係，怎樣 去發布我們的消息，也一定 要考慮。
那你剛提的兩點都是即已經被歐人提到，在集思會深入探討我們、那個對公眾的、那個這個interface 的策略。那這個不包括說我們有責任咧，即係有咩咁講咧，係要去同市民大眾攞意見，作為一個同政府一個溝通嘅橋梁。咁呢個係我哋嘅基本職責。但係另外佢講到嘅 PR 就係我哋點樣將我哋嘅做出嚟嘅成果咧，就為公眾所知，亦都等大家俾翻啲 feedback 我哋。咁我諗係兩方面咁，至到剛剛 Nick 提嗰啲個 role 啊，咁即係我剛同埋我哋個將來嗰個結構啲。我哋剛都講咗係準備喺集思會嗰度，即係希望多啲時間可以深入啲探討咯，啊，好嘛？Yes.
主席，我很同意剛才 Nick 和 Greg 說，其實 HEC 可能是一個很大的實驗，可能就是一種新的嘗試。第一呢，我希望見到即一年了，真真正正我希望它是一個真的嘗試去推動一個新的諮詢文化，一個新的參與文化，一個新的決策文化，是那個 culture。 那個緊要，即是 這種是 不是說形象不形象可以量度的，是那種這樣的參與文化。第二呢，我未必同意說一定要免了官員不在場，或者是將他的比例是提高或者提低的。其實這個又是一種新的實驗，就是官民共處互動的。你如果你有時你看看，如果我們是跟其他的 90% 是非官守的，是民間人士，那跟 Envisioning Harbor 有什麼分別呢？跟 People for the Harbor 有什麼分別呢？跟 Harbor Society 有什麼分別呢？其實如果你想個官員在這裡聽著你的，你想表達翻個民眾嘅想法，你都希望佢在場啦。咁有時候鬧話佢唔出現，又鬧佢縮沙咁縮頭龜咁。咁其實嗱，而家人哋出現啦，咁我哋就話減佢啦咁。咁其實呢啲係乜嘢矛盾咧？咁好啦，咁第三點咧，我就好希望建議親民啊，真真正正唔該你將你啲會議落去區度開啦，啊，你啲諮詢啊落去區個大會堂度開啦，就唔係走去乜嘢商廈，走去乜嘢嘅。即即地地點開咯，我真係好希望你借用區議會嗰啲地方，咩咩咩咩文娛區裏面嘅文娛中心都可以嘅。咁我諗多啲出去就唔好真係圍住嚟講咯。
好，但同樣咩就即係我諗大家都唔會對你剛提嗰個意見有啲咩嘅。而家我哋做開嘅工作，呢、這個 envisioning 嘅工作根本係落區嘅呢個。整體的性質就是落區，亦都好同意你講，我哋要自己做出成績嚟嘅形象咧，只係幫到你一啲啫。最關鍵仲係你要做到自己實實際際嘅成績出嚟。好咁啊，嗱咁我諗我哋嗰個集思會咧，集思會咧睇前要 cover 嘅範圍咧，似乎都聽到大家有很多很具體的建議啦。Stephen， 你有啲咩？
唔好意思，我諗兩樣咧，就係我哋點樣宣傳我哋自己嘅成果啊，我哋正面嘅形象咧。另外一個咧就係譬如兩次議會、立法會議會對我哋即係有啲嘢嘅回應啊，即係引起咗公眾嘅一啲混淆啊，即係對我哋嗰啲提出嘅 proposal 咧，即係變咗我哋今次嘅集思會咧，我覺得我哋都有一個即係點樣去澄清，特別有啲比較突發性嘅一啲嘢咧，我哋即係唔好使到。佢而家佢講得啱冇所謂，大家唔同嘅觀點，但有時有啲嘢可能就唔係，只不過係有某個國語言喺某啲觀點上嘅即係嘅理解錯誤咁。咁呢個其實都係有需要，為咗維護我哋嘅形象，為咗將嗰件嘢講得更清楚咧，即係都要諗下用咩方法去對付，即係用咩傳媒嗰個方法去處理呢樣嘢。
好，多謝 Stephen。咁如果大家同意咧，咁我哋就喺集思会上再详细讨论阿荣呢个 paper 同埋呢光提嗰啲嘢啦，好嘛？咁我哋咧就进入今日议程最后一项，我哋仲够光临噶 ，OK。